Besides the anniversary, why did the CCEE decide to focus on Ecclesia in Europa at their meeting this weekend?
Well, today actually is the anniversary, the 10th anniversary of this document, which is a reason to pick it up and again and have a look at it. And if you look at the document, you see that it's not just a document which was written some years ago, but it's very actual, that which is written in the document.
In the context of the diversity of the local churches in Europe, how far have we come in implementing Ecclesia in Europa?
Well, Ecclesia in Europa is giving us a great challenge and is trying to give an answer to that which we find in the world 10 years ago and that what we find still today. The answer that the church is giving at the moment is an answer that has been proposed by Ecclesia in Europa, because the basic message of Ecclesia in Europa as an answer to that which is happening in the world is a new evangelization, to bring Christ to the people of today. That's something that was done 10 years ago, 5 years ago. We do it today, and we will have to continue to do this even until the end of time. So we are busy implementing that which Ecclesia in Europa is telling us, and we will continue to do so.
What challenges does the church in Europe face today, 10 years after Ecclesia in Europa? Are they the same as the ones that are mentioned in the document? Have others surfaced?
Partly they are the same. Man remains man as he is, but there's also new challenges or more expressed challenges. We hear a lot speaking about the crisis, which is an economical crisis, but it's not only an economical crisis, it's also a crisis in values and a crisis in seeing what is absolutely right in life. And I think that is something that needs to be answered, this one crisis with different aspects or these diverse crises.
How do you think the church can overcome some of these challenges?
I think we have to turn back to Ecclesia in Europa. And maybe as an example, I can tell you what we were discussing this morning when we were speaking about the crisis in Europe. We had Professor Deminski, who is a professional, an expert in finances. And he was speaking about the difference between transactions and relations. A transaction is anonymous, is just a means to come to an income, whereas a relationship is helping you in your relation with somebody else. You can still sell your milk to somebody, but it can become in a relational matter instead of being anonymous and just a transaction in order to gain something for yourself. That would be a way to introduce a more human aspect into the economical environment, and that is very necessary in order to overcome that which is the economical crisis. It also helps us to see that the fundament of the crisis is not just finances, but it's anthropology, the way in which we look at man and the way man looks at himself in the entirety of creation, and man forgetting that he is a being created by God, who is a God of love, inviting man to respond this love of God with love for God, to God, and also to his neighbor.
Ecclesia in Europa is a very broad document. What are some of the main themes that are being discussed at this 41st meeting of Europe's Episcopal Conference?
We basically discuss two kind of themes. We discuss Ecclesia in Europa, looking at the different crises, as I said, economic crisis, crisis of values, but also signs of hope in Europe, looking at a new commission of new evangelization in Poland and promotion of family and family life and the public debate in France, for example. We're looking at the situation in different countries. Each representative of the country is able to speak about that which is happening and that what they are doing during the year. And we look at also a little bit beyond Europe with the delegates from the Holy Land, and we look at Asia with a representative from the Asian Bishops' Conference, which helps us to have a broader view than just looking at our own problems, and hopefully helps us to come to a conclusion, a radical understanding of the new evangelization, because that is our last session, which hopefully will help us to bring together all the elements that we heard in answering faithful to what Pope John Paul II said in Ecclesia in Europa, giving an answer to the challenges that the church is facing today.